That would be a nice one to be 9 and 5.
All right, Steve.
Oh, look out.
Another story.
Look out. Here comes that guy. He looks like he's high on pop.
That's what my mom would say.
Yo.
She's shy. You can't be in love with me. You don't know me. You only met me for one day.
She's right.
Come here. I'll take the map. We'll put it on the wall. And you guys can sit here and watch the tour being booked every day.
That'd be so neat.
Pick the book chair. I'm comfortable in your house right now. I'm really discomfortable.
Because that way it'll be easier for you to say.
Here's my map. Here's my brain. I'll do it right here. Typewriter. Boom. Revelation Stationery. Grill biscuits going on too.
I almost got that all finished.
Boom! Type, zip, Xeroxed one day, in with the singles and gone. In by next Monday.
Why don't we just use
that
live
will give me some type of
brilliant.
That will give me some type of fucking bargaining chip for next week to talk money to
good. What day do you want to
when do you need more say something, your US tour. It's the most difficult place to book a tour in the world. I'm booking half of it in 3 weeks, which is unheard of. Half of the tour is booked when the band is on the road, always filling in dates to cancel. I'm going to do my best in the time period I have. Don't judge the U.S. tour of what I can do for you in Europe.
I know you're going to tour, but I'm not fucking
you're going to have a lot of cancellations. Connie's going to do her best to fill in the dates. It's not going to be, if I had the pictures right now, and the tour posters, and the bio sitting here, we could give you the addresses and mail it out tomorrow. I can get a lot of it confirmed and know who's real and who's not. But the situation I am of sending the materials after I book, you can't book a show and confirm money without something in the hand. You understand? You're putting handcuffs on me. I know they get it, but you're putting handcuffs on me to do what I have to fucking do.
Only, let's say, one.
Free hand, Luke.
I have the key, Doug.
I'm a snot of a leg.
Just giving you the rundown. I'm not here just to book one tour. I'm not a one tour person or a two tour person. I'm here to bring this for a long haul, to work in the image of the band and for the longevity. I'm serious about it. If you're not, this door's there. I don't like time wasting. Go ahead and laugh.
No, I promise you,
you keep on laughing. I will see you in that same chair in a year from now. We'll have someone else.
Come on.
All right. Well, it's up to you, Luke. I don't have time to joke. I'm going to
what
sleep.
What the tomorrow. Fuck?
All right. All right, so let's...
I hope to see you. I mean, I look at the pictures, your character in the band, and you're part of the band. I hope you make the decision you feel is best. You go on. I mean, you may show up a year from now and play drummer. I hope so as well. No, I'm just saying, just play, take a little serious attitude towards that's all.
Suggest this picture immediately. Tour poster. Get him right off tomorrow. That's the best one.
Okay.
Pitch the bio and the singles out. I can confirm dates by next Friday. That gives me a week of leeway to get more stuff done.
It's their responsibility, but it's my ass, man. It's
why is it your ass?
Because when they don't show up to Boston and Rhode Island, you know, much trouble I'm
in. Go out that way,
bro. It's not like he goes to a community college. It's a $20,000 a year college. It's outrageous. It's a very prestigious school. He lives with his parents. It comes to a point of the same thing Pacelli went to when he told his dad he was dropping out of college, moving out all in one day. He has that thing to decide whether his night's worth it. It actually is a very good, it's a very good indicator for your band otherwise, because it shows whether or not he's going to be in it for the long haul. What happens if the band got picked up by a major and wanted to go on a U.S. tour with a major arena act all over the world? And Luke said no at the last minute, because I'm not going to get the vehicle for him, they're going to get it.
Right.
Dude, why don't you tell him?
I told you, fair right, it's text message.
Gonna come down at the last minute, they're not gonna be able to find a vehicle. I know.
You're right. No, stop.
I'm not going to Carnet papers for Johnny to get his paper, to get his money back. He's gonna do that. I'm sick of playing newsmaid. I'm not gonna be just spoon feed him. I'm really not, Jordan.
Stop.
Alright, I'll do it.
Good luck, have fun.
I'm only kidding. Yeah.
Money back from Connie.
Where are you going?
Eric George.